Senate please come to order? Would the members please note their presence by voting? It takes a while for it to warm up.
The roll shows 19 members, senators present this morning.
Senator Clark? Thank you. Would the Senate please rise for prayer? Chaplain today is Pastor Jim Patton, Chapel by the Lake.
Let us all pray. You who are the living God, our Father and our Creator, look upon this legislative body with favor. We pray for guidance in all things. Keep us from the pitfall of discouragement and fatigue. Deliver us from entrapment by those processes that turn into discouragement. May all those present be good stewards of the beauty of the bounty that you have created in Alaska. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Senator Collins.
Mr. President, I want to ask unanimous consent to Senate recess to call the joint session. Mr. President, reconvene at 1:30.
Reconvening at 1:30 sounds fine. Senator Ferguson? We are to go down to joint session for the purpose of hearing Senator Mike Gravel, and it's due in 3 minutes.
Mr. President,
I will.
Majority leader withdraw his motion. I'd like to make a motion. Mr. President, I take up reconsideration. So we can all please simply call it.
That brings it to our attention, Senator. The reconsideration brings it up before us immediately. That does not preclude a recess motion at any time.
I move that we adjourn.
That's a privileged motion. There's no debate. The question is, shall the Senate adjourn? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 5 yeas, 14 nays.
Senator Coletta, did you have a motion? Is that a point of order, sir? No.
Point of order, no, sir. I'm seeking the recognition from the chair.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. If that's point of order, then I order a point.
You have the floor, Senator Ray.
There was so much confusion, Mr. President. Some of us didn't have the opportunity to hear what was being suggested. And I would like somebody to go ahead and restate what the majority leader was saying, something about 1:30. You know, there's quite a bit of people walking around, and I'm sorry I'm supposed to ignore, but I didn't hear what it was, and I'd like to be informed.
Majority of the leader moved that we recess for the call of the joint session, and that actually the Senate will be meeting back here again at 1:30. Recess from now to 1:30, but take in the joint session.
Well, I appreciate that. But why is it necessary to move to this afternoon? When we come in this morning, Senator Ziegler, this is indicated, he had an opinion too, and there are some other others. Other things, why don't we just come back after the session and take care of
the Senator Coletta, just do that. Just recess till the fall of the chair.
Mr. President, the motion was predicated on consideration that joint session was scheduled for 10:15, and if the Senator takes an hour plus, we would have been approaching the noon hour, and I thought rather than any inconvenience, we'd just come at Mr. President, I move the national consent and recess to the call of the joint session.
If we got the book. We have before us at this time Senate Bill 374. Senator Ferguson, you wish the floor?
Mr. President, I move that the Senate Secretary read an amendment that I'm proposing, and I move that the amendment be adopted.
Well, we have to move back to.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we move back to second reading for a specific amendment.
I'll object.
Object for the purpose of hearing the amendment?
Yes.
Amendment number one by Senator Ferguson on page 1, line 14. Insert a new section 2 and renumber. This appropriation is strictly for commercial fish enforcement and not predicated on loss of federal funds.
Mr. President, I'd move the amendment. I'd like to.
We haven't gotten back to second reading. Do you withdraw your objection, Senator Kelly?
Yes, I will.
Then that puts us back into second reading.
Mr. President, my amendment is based on the reasons given by Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection. The $87,500 is needed for the increase in fuel prices, and I can understand that. The $152,000 was requested by the division, and their reasoning was it was necessary due to the state's cancellation of the contract with the federal government to fund patrol enforcement of the Federal Marine Mammals Act. Mr. President, the division has the right and the authority to ask for any appropriation that they wish if they state their reasons why. Their reason is to protect or to enforce commercial fishing that takes place in the Bering Sea. That's the herring fishery, all other fishery, and I don't mind that. But to come into the legislature and say that we've canceled a contract with the federal government, therefore we need this money, there's no reason at all to ask for the money. And I'm just saying that they do have the right and the reason to do so, and that's for enforcement of commercial fishery, not because they lost the contract with the federal government.
Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
Through the chair, I would ask that the Vice Chairman of Finance make a comment.
Senator Homan, do you wish to have the floor?
Mr. President, I'm not sure I have a comment to make. I understand that this amendment does not alter the funding for the bill. It just clarifies our stand on why we're appropriating this amount. Is that not correct? I have no objection to the amendment.
Was unanimous consent asked? Are there any objections? Hearing none, amendment. Is that amendment number one?
Amendment number one.
Amendment number one is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 374, as amended, be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place the final passage.
No objection.
Senate Bill number 374, amended, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection for marine enforcement and providing for an effective date.
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Bill number 374, as amended by the Senate, pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 3 absent.
And so Senate Bill number 374, as amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate. Is there an effective date? Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Bill 374 as amended to be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hear no objection. The effective date clause is adopted. At this time, I'd like to go back and ask, would the Secretary please certify us to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify us to the correctness of the Journal for the 30th legislative day.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Journal for the 30th legislative day be approved and certified.
Hearing no objection, the Journal is certified. This brings us to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Messages from the governor?
There is a message of February 12th from the governor, which has been distributed to all senators regarding state loan programs. This will appear in the Journal. That is the only message from the governor.
Are there any messages from the House?
Message of February 12th, the House has adopted the report of the Free Conference Committee considering committee substitute for Senate Bill 143, making appropriations to the Department of Health and Social Services, and House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 143, making supplemental appropriations to the Office of the Governor to pay additional costs of salaries and benefits for the 1979 and 1980 fiscal years, thus adopting Free Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 143, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Office of the Governor to pay additional costs of salaries and benefits for the 1979 and 1980 fiscal years. The Senate passed this bill on February the 1st. It has gone to enrolling. Message of February 12, the House has adopted the report of the Free Conference Committee considering committee substitute for Senate Bill 182 Finance, abolishing the Alaska Salary Commission and providing compensation of public officers and employees, and House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 182, compensation of judicial officers, public officers, legislators, and the payment of legislative travel and per diem allowances, thus adopting Free Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 182, an act relating to the compensation of public officers and employees to the compensation and allowances of legislators and repealing the Alaska Salary Commission. The Senate passed this bill February 1st and it's gone to enrolling. Message of February 12th. The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 54 amended by the Judiciary Committee, relating to the ratification of the Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty.
Judiciary.
Those are the messages from the House this morning.
Are there any communications?
We have no communications.
Any reports of standing committee?
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 36, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska to permit establishment of a Board of Elections at the head of the Division of Elections. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass, signed Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly and Senator Bradley. Senator Rohde and Senator Ziegler signed no recommendation. There is attached to this committee report, SJR 36 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 259, Historical Districts, and reports it back without recommendation. Signed Senator Sturgiolowski, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Rohde, and Stimson. 259 has a further referral to Labor and Management. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 308, shifting to the state the burden of proving that a challenged regulation is valid. And the committee recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and do pass. Signed Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring Senators Dankworth, Ray, Meland, and Bennett. 308 has no further referral.
Rules.
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 312, Elections and Revising the Alaska Election Code, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute. And a majority do pass. Signed Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly and Bradley. Senator Rohde signed, do pass if amended. Senator Ziegler signed without recommendation. There is with this bill a report from the Special Committee on Electoral Reforms.
Cool. Senator Ferguson.
May we have a brief introduction?
Senator Collada.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration on Senate Bill 302 be deferred until Tuesday's calendar.
Are there any objections?
It has to be taken up first.
Hmm? Oh, first it has to be taken up. Yes, right. Would you move to have 302?
Sorry. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration on Senate Bill 302 be taken up at this time.
Hear no objection? Well, that's automatically before us.
Yes. Mr. President, I replace the motion, move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration on Senate Bill 302 be deferred until Tuesday's calendar.
Objection is noted. The question is?
Mr. President, if I might, I'd like to give an answer or at least a reason for the motion. Senator Sackett is absent. There is the question of the amendment being and having the actions of having pulled a bill that is in the Finance Committee possession. I did speak to him yesterday in Seattle, and of course this morning informed the body that he would not be arriving back in jail until Thursday. But there are other members that are being excused in sufficient numbers for hearings in Anchorage for Thursday and Friday's calendars. And Tuesday date is picked just in case of weather.
Senator Holman.
Mr. President, I don't think there's any question but what our actions yesterday did pull a bill from committee. And I don't think there's any question that the membership voted on that amendment with that knowledge. I don't see why that should be a consideration today.
Mr. President.
Senator Ferguson.
Parliamentary inquiry on that would be, has all the committee reports been read over?
Oh, no. When one brings up reconsideration, that puts it instantly before us. There's still a procedure. The day is still ahead of us.
Mr. President, I ask for the reconsideration, and anyone, my understanding is anyone can take that reconsideration up, but I feel that we should at least listen to the committee reports before we take this act, not ask the body to do so.
And the majority leader has brought it up. I don't know how you can withdraw it once it's brought up. It's there.
Mr. President, there's a motion before us to defer the consideration until next Tuesday's calendar.
Yes, sir.
I order a call.
I'm sorry,
Mr. President, we stand at ease, please.
Yes, we're standing at. No, Senate, please come back to order. Senator Curtula.
Just the moment of curiosity, and I'm not trying to raise Cain or anything, but I thought we were recessed to 1:30. How did I get so confused?
We tried that, and it didn't carry because of the objections of Senator Ferguson, so he said, all right, we'll adjourn to a call of the chair.
All right. And your call of the chair then is 1:30, or is 11:30, whatever it is.
It was as soon as the other one was done. Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, with your leave, sir, I'll temporarily remove my call.
Thank you. That leaves the bulk of us on the floor at this time. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I'll temporarily withdraw my notice of reconsideration on Senate Bill 302.
I'm sorry, sir. You can ask that it be held till later on the calendar.
I ask that it be held.
All right. Without objection, Senate Bill 302 is held till later on the calendar. All right.
No objection.
See, we just finished standing committee report.
We're still
continue. Yeah.
On Senate Bill 259, the recommendation was read without recommendation for the committee. Senator Sturgiluski, chairman, signed, do pass. On Senate Bill 312, there was attached a report from the Election Review Committee. Do you want that in the journal?
Yes, if you would. And
there is a further referral to finance. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill 332, hunting in the Trans-Alaska Pipeline Corridor, and a majority of the committee reports it back without recommendation with an amendment. Senator Ziegler, chairman, signed do pass with amendment. Signing no recommendation were Senators Ray, Dankworth, Bennett, and Meelan. 332 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 509 rules, making a special appropriation to the Alaska Permanent Fund, and reports it back as follows. Senator Holman, chairman, and Senators Ray and Sumner signed do not pass. Senators Petula, Bennett, and Hackney signed no recommendation. This bill does not have a do pass.
Senator Holman, did you wish the floor?
Mr. President, thank you. I'd move that that be taken up, Senate Bill, committee substitute, Senate Bill, or House Bill 509. Let me get the nomenclature right here.
Be in order of business.
Committee. I'd like to make the motion, Mr. President.
Yes, go ahead.
I move that committee substitute for HB 509 be brought up as a special order of business at this time.
That's what I was going to raise, sir. I think that the first motion has to be one, shall the bill be sent to Rules Committee notwithstanding its negative report.
Yes, sir.
And that one has to carry, does it not, to have it be brought
by
up as a special
thirds,
order?
By two-thirds, yes, sir.
Hmm?
That has to carry. Rule 19. Let's say I understand that it has to carry by two-thirds.
Rule 23 is the majority.
Mr. President, you are correct, sir. The first point of business is shall, notwithstanding the report of the Finance Committee, said the House Bill 509 be referred to the Rules Committee for placement on the calendar.
And that takes a mere majority. It doesn't take any two-thirds. Then, if you wish to move to have it brought up as a special order of business, that does take two-thirds.
There is no other committee report, correct?
There is. Is there a committee report?
No.
Earlier committee?
Actually, a motion is what you say.
Mm-hmm. Mr. President, I'd request that you put that question before the body.
The question is, shall the bill be referred to the Rules Committee for placement on the calendar for second reading, notwithstanding the report of the Finance Committee? Yeah. Senator Stimson?
Mr. President, could we ask Senator Ziegler to explain to us the ramifications of a yes and a no vote on that question?
Senator Ziegler?
The motion which the chair must put is tantamount to the life or death of the bill. If a majority does not refer it to the Rules Committee, it's kahoot. It's all through.
The bill is, if you do not get 11 votes at this one, that bill is dead. Senator Ray?
What is the motion, sir?
The motion is, shall the bill be referred to the Rules Committee for placement on the calendar for second reading, notwithstanding the report of the Finance Committee?
Mr. President?
Senator Holman?
Is my understanding correct? If a member on the Finance Committee would choose to change his recommendation to a do pass, that would resolve the question of whether the bill's life continues?
If there was one do pass, it would be with your leave, sir. It would be referred, I suspect, to the Rules Committee automatically in the normal course of business.
But I'm afraid we'd have to return it back to the Finance Committee for you to do that, because it would not be binding here.
I think, Mr. President, that we've seen a committee, contrary to what Senator Ray said the other day, we've seen committee recommendations changed on the floor by members, at least in the 14 years that I've been on.
If
this
you ask unanimous
side.
Consent and no one objects, yes.
All right, then the opportunity is here for the members of the Finance Committee that have signed that report to change their vote. Is that not right? With unanimous consent?
With unanimous consent, yes, sir.
All right, I'll sit down and see if we have a member that's going to make that motion.
Mr. President, I have another motion.
We
have one on the floor. No, that's all right. Yes.
I want to spend an A's.
Well, that was in order.
No, you bet your life.
I'll restate the motion before us at this time. Shall the bill be referred to the Rules Committee for placement on the calendar for second reading, notwithstanding the report of the Finance Committee? We have debate on that. Senator Homer.
Yes, Mr. President. I understand then from the discussion that we had earlier on the floor that without a due pass, that the bill lives or dies. This vote could determine that. And I'd like to talk for a couple of minutes on why I'm pushing this question. We did not get the due pass, the change of recommendation from the Senate Finance Committee members. Senator Dankworth some time ago asked a very good question about the position of the Senate on the question of the permanent fund. I thought by virtue of the 15,000 questionnaires that were sent out in 1978 as we built this bill, Senate Bill 1, and the public opinion survey that was done at the Senate Permanent Fund Committee's request by David Dittman, and most recently that polling that was done by Rowan Group, that I had an understanding of public attitude on the permanent fund and how it was to be handled. We constructed the bill, we built the bill, Senate Bill 429, our concept of 3 years ago, based on that public input. And I've read excerpts from the surveys and from the public opinion surveys, Dave Dittman's poll, and from the more recent one, Mike Rowan's, last month's, to the body. So I think that that's public knowledge. Now, if we, as we did yesterday, when we violated, I think, some operating rules of both the Finance Committee and when we pulled a bill out of a committee, when we vote to put $900 million into the permanent fund from the general fund, what we do is seriously impair our ability as the legislature to react to some of the economic crisis that we see rather rampant in the state. I'm talking about high unemployment and unprecedented rates of bankruptcies. I understand that they're 500% over what they were a year ago, and the anticipation is that that statistic is going to get even worse before the winter is over. Our businessmen are hurting. Our labor people are hurting. There's just not the employment this year that we've had in the past. So if the body in yesterday's vote indicates their position, their stand, and that stand is to put $900 million into the permanent fund and impair, in my eyes, the ability of this body to react to those economic problems that we're suffering, I think that we should have clarification on that. And I think further that the Free Conference Committee on Senate Bill 161, you know, we've developed a rather lengthy schedule. I'm ready to meet that question now, get clarification of the Senate position, and not go through this kind of an effort. It requires a lot of time, a lot of energy. It takes us all the way through to March the 21st. It would be, if we got a vote on this issue by itself, then the continuance of this conference, free conference schedule, is not needed if the vote is in favor of placing the $900 million in the permanent fund. And I would recommend tomorrow that the free conference committee, instead of adhering to this schedule, in that meeting at 1:30, that we sign the bill, accept the house management for the permanent fund concept as it's embodied in Senate Bill 161, and close that issue. Senate Bill 161 clearly relates to the $900 million as, if you look at the committee substitute for the bill that came out of the House, Section 2 says this act takes effect only if a version of the Senate Bill number 161 is enacted into law. The intent letter that comes from the House Finance Committee, it is the intent of the House Finance Committee that the $900 million appropriated to the Alaska Permanent Fund be deposited as quickly as is consistent with the cash flow requirements of the State General Fund. If such cash flow requirements allow, it is the committee's intent that the Commissioner of Revenue make monthly deposits that will, in the shortest possible time, total $900 million. That's basically why I think this body should look at the question, $900 million into the permanent fund or no.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
I replace my call.
My call has been replaced. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President.